to the phones. By the way, great job by Jalen Hurts. If you missed it, Jalen Hurts, it was announced yesterday, has donated $100,000. That's right, $100,000, which is an incredible donation, a tremendous amount of money. Granted, he's got a lot of money, but still, $100,000, you kidding me? And someone help me because I can't quickly remember.
It was for Philadelphia schools for air conditioning.
For air conditioning.
And I will just tell you, as a kid who was in public school in Philadelphia for 8 years, there were times where they literally couldn't go to school except everybody would shut down because it was too hot.
Wow. I wonder how many schools that affects.
Well, if one can't open, they all close.
No, I don't mean that. His 100,000.
Oh,
I wonder.
I mean, some of those buildings are pretty old.
Oh, there's no doubt. Listen, Jalen,
obviously awesome
there's some criticism from time to time with, you know, how good he is or isn't, and, you know, how he presents sometimes at the podium. He's a little boring. He's a little stoic. But that is an incredible gesture and a tremendous, tremendous thing by Jalen Hurts. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Mike in Douglasville. Mike, are you both in shock and all of the hammer? 247!
Congratulations. Hello, Mike.
Let me tell you something, Mike. I don't need your little congratulations, all right? They freaking Pink Panthered me.
All right. Listen to you. Rein it in here, big dog, all right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
They Pink Panthered me, he said.
It's a verb now. It's great.
So it did hurt deep down.
Well, I kind of liked it because I like the song.
All right.
And I associate it as the Panthered.
It's kind of classy.
It is classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we now have four songs. We got Darth Vader, Benny Hill, Pandering Pink Peeper, and we have
And the
patent music. All right, Mike, we keep cutting
you
off.
We don't have the patent music. That does not count.
We did
count.
It one time, so.
All right, Mike, go ahead, man.
I was about to say, is this cutting against my time here? What's happening?
Sorry, Mike.
No, you're
sorry.
Good.
We got off track.
Richie, me and you have not agreed very often lately, but I will agree with you on this, with the Embiid knee and not feeling, you know, 100% confident in it. I told you guys previously about my shoulder, how many times I dislocated, got surgery and everything like that.
Yeah.
That was back in 2011 I got surgery. I did not feel comfortable with my shoulder and confident in the clicks and the bumps and the weird feelings you get from it for probably about, like, honestly, three or four years. It just kept throwing me off every single time. So, I mean, that's a legit thing.
Anytime they open you up, weird things happen. You know, the joint is going to be different. It's going to sound different. It's going to feel different. And until he gets accustomed to all the different feelings, he's just going to be a little bit sheepish.
Absolutely. And when it comes to a joint that you constantly use, like a knee or a shoulder or something like that, there are so many different ways that it's going to click over the next couple of games or years or, you know, throughout his life.
Yeah.
And it's just going to throw him off. So, I mean, that's a legit.
All right, Mike, what do you got on the Eagles here, my man? Talk to us.
I'll be honest. You know, going into last season, we came up with a lot of reasons why the Eagles would not make the Super Bowl, you know, this previous season. But one of the main ones, and I hardly ever even hear it now, is two new coordinators. You know, these guys got to grow and understand exactly what they're doing. It's going to take time. So, with saying that, guys, I think the Birds are going to be good next year. I don't think we're going to the Super Bowl, unfortunately. I think it's going to be a year or two process, you know, especially
I tend to think you're correct.
So many new starters. We were talking last year. It's honestly almost the same conversation as last offseason. A whole bunch of new players because whether they left a free agency or retired or whatever it may be, plus the two new coordinators. Guys, we're going to have like six new starters on this defense, plus Vic Fangio running however.
The good news, though, with six starters this time is it's an upgrade. Unlike
That's
six
true.
New starters last year when it was a downgrade. Mike, give me an answer. Who or what is untouchable?
How about the Declaration of Independence?
In what regard? Physically or, like, it just stands the test of time?
See, I kind of wanted to go with both, but since you put it on, since you're making me choose, that's tough. I'm going to go.
I don't know that he has to.
You don't
choose.
Have to.
I
mean, just,
it really is a good answer because
he
doesn't have to choose. Like,
no,
you
doesn't.
Can't touch that thing. And it's also in the concept is
right.
untouchable. Like, I really like that answer.
No, I like it, though. I was just
it's all-encompassing.
I was just curious what his mindset was there.
But I really like it that you cannot touch that thing. It is impossible for you to touch it because it's in that container.
I'm gonna take a poke at the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men
you ain't wrong,
are created
Jeff.
Equal.
You ain't wrong.
I got a flaw in that.
It's a little touchable.
I need women in there. I need women in there.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. You're
Joe,
welcome.
You're the first person to ever say that, which is amazing, too.
Well, believe me. Believe me when I tell you. Other people
I know. I'm joking. I know.
215-592-9494. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today, as we do every Friday, away from the Tasty Cake studio and at the beautiful, tremendous Borgata here in Atlantic City. You know, an interesting tweet. We were just talking there about the Eagles, and Sheil Kapati put out a tweet earlier this week. I thought in many ways kind of sums up sort of the it could go either way nature of this upcoming Eagles season. Because we're talking a lot today, if you missed early in the show, about whether this is a true Super Bowl contender, whether Howie Roseman, as he approaches the draft, is it, you know, got that plug-and-play element to try to firm up a Super Bowl roster. And, like, let's go get a guard if we don't have a guard, and, you know, that's the thing. Or same thing can apply to corner. Or is it more about looking ahead to the long term, best player available, you know, no matter the position. That whole thing, if you don't feel you're more on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. Here's what Shield tweeted earlier this week. I found this pretty interesting. He said, 2024 is shaping up to be one of the most interesting Eagles seasons of my lifetime. Offensive skill group plus Vic Fangio equals Super Bowl ceiling. Yet Sirianni knows he's coaching for his job and that the organization considered replacing him with Belichick. Ultimate boom or bust team. I think there's a lot of truth to that. The one thing he did not address that I think is worthy of that level of consideration is Hurts. You know, because the biggest thing that holds me back on saying Super Bowl contender for the Eagles is Hurts, which is ironic because he almost won the Super Bowl, you know, 15 months ago, 14 months ago.
Man.
So it's a weird one. But I was so dissatisfied with what I saw from him last year, it scares me for what's up ahead.
I have a lot of faith that it's going to look a lot different and a lot better. And there are a few very simple corrections that can make it look a lot different and a lot better in a hurry. You know, when Jalen goes out there and doesn't break the pocket to the right or left at the drop of a hat, that's going to be different. And
well,
if he hangs in the pocket, I expect that Kellen Moore, that is job number one
that
on
is,
his list.
That is
He's coming
one.
In here and saying, what I saw last year can no longer happen. That is not NFL offense.
It's actually probably more the quarterback coach than the offense coordinator
Nussmeier,
to
right.
work with them on that. Like, well, they really do have to drill down on that.
As
because,
a group,
because Kellen
they
Moore
will
can
figure out how to prevent that from happening as a group.
Last year was year four, John.
They're
going to show. You know what I mean? Year four.
Okay, I'm telling you, they're going to pick up blitzes. They're going to have sight adjusts this year. They're going to have hot routes, and we're going to see how Jalen does with all that stuff. Well, and I'm positive you're going to like the way it looks.
All right, to the phones. Let's talk to Derek. He's calling from Trenton. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. How you guys doing today? Just calling to touch upon
real quick. Hold on, Derek. When you just said good morning, how you guys doing today? Calling to touch. So when you asked the question, you weren't really asking it, right? Like, that was a run-on. Like, good morning, how you guys doing? Here's what I want to talk about.
Well, I was trying to avoid the banter that we were
I think that's good work by Derek, actually.
Yes.
I think he's like, he's still saying hi, but he knows you're good.
There you go.
Well done, Derek.
All right, well done, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. All right, well, anyway, I'm just thinking about the Sixers, how, you know, yesterday I was really excited, and then, you know, today I woke up again and, you know, thinking about the Joel thing and, you know, how, you know, Maxey seems to be a little bit on his close side. Tobias shouldn't even be playing. You know, so I don't know. I don't know. It's all going to come down to the D, obviously, how Joel feels. Like Richie says, he's not, you know, used to these feelings. And I guess the only way you can really cope with that is just remember who owns the team, and you always feel better if they lose, you know.
You're talking about Josh Harris?
Yes.
Well, I don't feel better if they lose because I don't like him. I just don't like him.
That makes me feel better to know that he's not happy. So, you know, we can all get by.
All right, Derek, give me an answer. Who or what is untouchable?
Okay, well, one day it might even be you, President of the United States.
The president is untouchable. Well, not necessarily. I mean, four of them have been assassinated. Nixon got booted out of office.
Yeah.
Couple have been impeached, although ultimately stayed in office. So I would not say a position where people get, you know, murdered, what we call assassinated at that level.
I was going to go with impeached, but I like the murder part.
You know, JFK blown away, and Billy Joel never should have said.
But now you keep
putting it out there
that.
Again. Listen,
you keep
he's the one.
Don't you think that's worse?
He's the one in 1990, 27 years after a U.S. president was assassinated, that thought it was appropriate to have Billy, to have JFK blown away, what else do I have to say, in a song. Right? Could have done without that. And Caroline Kennedy could have done without that
as
well.
You ruined it for me now.
It's just the way I think. I always thought, look, it's a great song. I always thought it was inappropriate.
I never thought twice about it. Right. It's just a colloquialism. It's just an expression.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, he's not. Come on.
He's not wrong.
He's not.
He's not wrong right there. Let me give you a fact that, to me, speaks to how wide open this NBA thing is right now and the opportunity for the Sixers in front of them if they can get their act together. This is the first time these last 5 years, the first time since the late 1970s turned to the early 1980s. So you're now talking about, you know, roughly 35 years that there's been a excuse me, 45 years that there's been a different NBA champion for 5 years in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. Like the NBA, you think about the last 40 years other than these five, it's been defined by Magic and Kareem, Bird doing his thing. You know, yeah, I mean, look, no disrespect to Doc and Moses. It was only one. Like, Jordan was six. Hakeem had two. Shaq and Kobe had five. Tim Duncan had five. Like, we all know the deal, right?
And the Warriors.
And the Warriors, that's right. And then you get a couple of, you know, randos in there, like Dirk's one. And, you know, obviously the Pistons got two. I don't want to call them rando. But
you know, we have the best odds for Klay Thompson right now. At least when
I looked yesterday, I think he is. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
No, actually, I think the Warriors were first, but the non-Warriors team.
Yeah,
the Sixers.
It doesn't really appeal to me, and I love Clay. He had a great career, but
I'm good on that. Yeah,
had is the unfortunate reality.
The way his last game looked,
terrible.
How does he live that down?
Well, you live it down because you're going to go in the Hall of Fame.
You got a ton of rings, and you're one of the great shooters ever. He might be the second best shooter ever.
In all due respect to Ray Allen and Reggie Miller, I think I'd take Clay, too, behind Steph. I really mean that. I agree with you. But anyway, so if you haven't followed it the last 5 years, we've had Raptors 2019, Lakers 2020, Bucks in 2021. It was the Nuggets in 23. Yep. See how I skipped over that?
And who?
And it was 22?
I don't remember either.
So it was Lakers, Bucks.
Was it the Warriors again?
The Warriors again.
Yes, that's right. Good call.
Warriors again. So, you know, it's wide open. There's no LeBron in his prime where you can't get there if you're in his conference. There's no Steph with Durant. There's no Michael Jordan. There's no Shaq and Kobe. There really isn't. It is clearly the most wide open NBA since the late 1970s. It's the most wide open NBA since Larry Bird and Magic Johnson were drafted in the NBA. And, like, everything shifted and changed. And so you got to look at that stretch. I think it's 77 to 81, I believe, is the stretch, where you had five championships in 5 years, five different teams. I think that's what it was. And then, you know, the Lakers in 82, it's like, okay, they won in 80, they won in 82, and then off you go. But, you know, so it's there.
That's great.
It's there to be had.
Great, because we do have resources. Yeah. And that's another thing that we haven't talked about moving forward. We do have some resources moving forward.
Well, that's
after
true. Yeah,
this
that's,
season
that's right.
For those purposes. Yeah, this is a whole different experience than what the duration of our show
it is.
Has provided.
That's right. All right, 215-592-9494. A comment from a New York talk show host about Sixers fans. We'll get to that up ahead. Plus, we have a bathtub time machine, unique version, Philly, New York, in the playoffs. Bathtub time machine, Philly, New York playoff matchups. Elliot on the NFL draft around 8:40. And